Thank you. Thank you very much. I only wish I were with you in person, but I am in Geneva, where Graciana and I and the Secretary General and many other leaders in the UN system were meeting and accomplishing tremendous objectives, as Mr. Graciana da Silva could tell you if we only had time. The meeting with the leadership was tremendous. In fact, in the meeting, no prepared speeches were allowed, and it was incredible dialogue and discussion taking place on the future of how we address the needs of the people around the world that are vulnerable. And Graciana, I can only say thank you. We've only gotten to know each other in 2 weeks, and I consider him a tremendous friend. I have little doubt that the cooperation that we've already started working together with the Rome-based agencies will only continue to strengthen as we are working together worldwide. We're working together in Rome, and we are particularly focused on these horrible, horrible situations in the four countries that are facing famine. And so we are committed, we're working together to collaborate, to deliver the package of emergency food assistance along with support that's needed for agricultural and rural livelihoods. And I literally would like to just jump into some numbers. Graciana, my good friend, gave you some of the numbers, but I think sometimes we talk too general, and we're talking about children dying every 6 to 10 minutes in Yemen alone. So every 6 to 10 minutes, we need to put a face to a child that's dying because we're not getting the job done as humanitarians around the world. The world needs to know the problem, how severe it is. And these are conflicts that are man-made. Between FAO and World Food Program and other humanitarian agencies, we have the strength, the structure, the logistical capacity, the technology to get the job done. What we need are resources or an end of the conflict. In the four countries that we are talking about, 30 million people are in need, and we are only reaching 8.4 million of them. 20 million, as Graziano said, face famine. And just to give you an idea, in the 2010-2011 Somalian crisis, by the time they declared a famine, already 125,000 to 130,000 people had died out of the 260,000 that did die. 10 million people are living with acute food insecurity. 1.4 million children are already severely malnourished. And there will be consequences from that alone for the rest of their lives. A 500,000 of them are literally facing death over the next many months. For 2017 alone, just in the World Food Program budget to address these needs, we need $2.8 billion. We've only received $609 million or confirmed as of this time. In Northeast Nigeria, $329 million is needed. $60 million has been confirmed. That's only 18%. Somalia, $492 million needed. $162 million confirmed. That's only 33% confirmed. South Sudan, at this stage, $784 million is needed. $224 million has been confirmed, only 29%. Yemen, $1.2 billion. $194 million has been confirmed. That's less than 20%. And that is just the World Food Program budgetary needs to avert a full-scale famine in all four countries that are man-made. And with children dying every 10 minutes, the situation is only going to get worse. even if we do have the money we need, we still need political support with regards to access into the markets in some of these difficult areas. If the Port Hedida is shut down, for example, it'll absolutely have catastrophic consequences. So the United Nations, the donors, the states around the world must do everything possible to keep the access open so that we can achieve the objectives with the limited resources that we do have. But I have no doubt that working with FAO, that we will be able to scale up if we receive the funds. We are prepared literally right now to reach 17 million people with life-saving food assistance. The only thing we need are the resources. Between FAO and the WFP logistical structure, there's nobody more prepared and adequately experienced to achieve the objectives needed to save lives in these particular four countries. As Graziano said earlier, the Secretary General called a conference in Geneva, and we received $1.1 to $1.2 billion in pledges. Now, that was pledges not for the World Food Program, that was pledges for all the humanitarian efforts. Because, as I had mentioned to you, in Yemen alone, we have at the World Food Program a $1.2 billion need. Cash injections are needed across the board. And we're very appreciative of the support, but based upon the percentage and the funds that we anticipate, we are going to have to make life-challenging decisions as to who will receive food and who will not, who will receive assistance and who will not. This is not a decision that we look forward to making, but that is the reality and the graveness of the situation. Long-term global political pressure is needed to find the solutions, and we need to do it now. So I wish I were with you, but I do believe that if we will not make this about numbers and percentages, but about our brothers and our sisters, our children, our friends in Yemen, in Northeast Nigeria, in Somalia, in South Sudan. These are not just statistics. These are our brothers and our sisters and our families and our friends that are going to be dying if we can't help them. And so my plea to you is, let's take it to the next level. Let's do everything that we can not to disappoint and not meet the needs of those that we should be caring for. And so I wish I were with you in person here in Geneva, but our hearts are together, our spirits are entwined together for the common good. And my great friend and leader, Graziano da Silva, let me tell you how grateful I am for you. I've only been on the job for 2.5 weeks, and he has been an amazing partner. And I have little doubt that our teams around the world will be working together to fill in the gaps, to minimize waste and inefficiencies and duplications such that we get the job done. And so thank you very much for coming together at this FAO Council side event in Rome. This is very important. The world needs to know about the crisis that we're facing. This is the worst crisis humanity the world has faced since World War II. And we need to let the people know in every way that we can that we need their support and we need their help and we need it today. Thank you very much.